I'm Nancy Hansen, and this is Everything Creative. This program explores a wide range of creative ideas, talents, and experiences through interviews and group discussions. Today, musician and luthier Craig Miner interviews architect Curtis Miner.
Well, this is Craig Miner, and today I'll be interviewing my brother, Curtis Miner, who is an architect, and he has a firm in Pleasant Grove called Curtis Miner Architecture. Let's just get started by having you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more about who you are.
Okay. Curtis Miner is my name, and architecture is what I do. My wife and I run a firm that's about 10 years old, and it's located in Pleasant Grove, was previously in Orem, and we do mostly commercial buildings. Most often it's office and retail, some other types of buildings, light industrial, a lot of multifamily housing. And the firm right now is made up of 14 people. We've got two other licensed architects, as well as a number of technical staff and secretarial people.
Maybe you could tell us about maybe a certain project that you've done as an architect, and tell us about that, and maybe if there's something you can think of that has some sort of, you know, personal connection to you, something you feel really vested in that has been built. Maybe tell us about that and the whole process and how that works.
Okay. The first one that comes to mind is that American Heritage School that I mentioned before. Mm-hmm. That actually was the first project we did as a company, as a firm, but we've continued to be involved in a number of different ways in the school from the time it was designed and built until now. So that project, maybe a little bit of background on it. The school itself was started as kind of a private religious-based school. It started in a small church in Pleasant Grove and was there for a number of years until it got to where it needed to grow into a larger building. And so I was one of three architects asked to prepare design ideas for the board of directors. And the ideas were selected, and we were able to complete the project. The interesting thing about the project is the property that they were able to secure to build the project is actually directly across the street from the Mount Timpanogos Temple in American Fork. And the school is kind of founded on religious principles, and they do very well academically, but they also incorporate moral or religious education into the classroom. Architecturally, it was a really neat opportunity to kind of take some of the ideals and principles that are displayed in the temple through the construction of the temple and to try and reference them and incorporate them and try and connect them to the school building, which was across the street. In the design of the building, to describe the property a little bit, it kind of sits up on a hill, and the property is right along the brow of the same hill that the temple is on, and it has a beautiful view of the valley from that property. And also it has a view of the temple, of course, and they're kind of right there together. The two views are kind of side by side. And so in thinking about how the people would use this building over the course of a day, the students and the teachers and others, I felt like it was important to connect those people in the building to the symbol of the temple. The temple being something that symbolizes what they were on the core, you know, their foundational principles and things. And so where normally a school is arranged in a double-loaded corridor, meaning, you know, you have classrooms on either side of a single corridor, what we did on this one is arrange the building in a pod configuration and use the large hallway that connects all of these classroom pods, a pod having six classrooms in it. There's a large hallway that connects the classroom pods. It is glass on one side, and it's situated on the side of the property that faces the temple. So as you move through this building throughout the day, you're always kind of referencing this temple. It's always visible, regardless of where you are in the building.
That's interesting.
You know, the pods have a hallway that goes down between the six classrooms, three on either side, and as you come out of that pod, there's also kind of a framed big piece of glass that has a door in it that actually focuses right on the temple again. So it's just the idea there is that as you move throughout this building through the day, you're constantly reminded of the principles that are at the foundation of the school.
Interesting.
And there are some other things in the school that are kind of the same idea. There's a faculty library. Part of the direction that we got from the owner was that they needed to have a faculty library that was apart from the student library. There was also a boardroom as part of what they wanted to do. And we got thinking that from a philosophical standpoint, the faculty library is something where kind of education starts there with the teachers, and then it's kind of disseminated into the students. And so the way that was expressed in the building is the faculty library is actually above a large rotunda in the middle of the building, and that rotunda is where all of the different hallways converge. It all comes to a center point.
Okay, and then the faculty library is just above that.
Just directly above it. And going through the faculty library is this big, you know, massive skylight shaft. And so if you stand at that center point of the building and kind of look off in all directions to see these hallways, I think there are four of them that come together, directly above you is a big skylight. And then as you were go up that shaft to get to the skylight, you actually would go through the faculty library. So symbolically what's happening there is we're kind of referencing the source of all truth and knowledge, God, coming down through the faculty library, in other words, educating them, and then going to the center of where everything converges in the building, and then being distributed out to the students.
That's very interesting.
One final thing, the boardroom was actually positioned right over the main entry on the front of the building, directly across from the temple. So the concept there was the board of directors is they're the body that kind of sets the direction for the long-term goals and things of the school, and decides on how the school is going to respond to its founding principles. And so we wanted to put the board, while they're deliberating, having those discussions and making those decisions, we wanted to put them in the prime spot that is directly related to the temple, so that, again, they're reminded of where this whole thing started. And, you know, if there's a temptation to stray, and they, just their environment will try and encourage them to stay with the foundation of the school.
Well, again, thanks so much for being here. It's been an honor to talk to you, and I wish you the best in your endeavors.
Okay, thanks, Craig.
You've been listening to Everything Creative, an interview between Craig Miner and Curtis Miner. For more information on Everything Creative, visit our website at radio.lds.org.